The Senate's Democratic leader is nervous about the elections. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, especially in Georgia. That's Chuck Schumer telling President Biden when he landed in New York, Raphael Warnock's Senate seat's in danger as Republican Herschel Walker gains in polls. Former President Obama will campaign there today for Warnock and Stacey Abrams, who's trying to unseat Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
Both Democrats, Warnock and Abrams, are locked in tight races where turnout could swing the result either way or lead to runoffs in early December. Georgia will be among several stops for former President Obama, who plans to campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin on Saturday.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Nearly 12 million Americans have already voted early in an AP tally. Inflation is the top issue for most voters. In Syracuse, President Biden touted declining gas prices
and adding up real savings for families. Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39. Down from over $5 when I took office.
Gas was not over $5 a gallon when he took office. It wasn't even close. It was lower. It was $2.39. He also said the average is $3.39 right now. It's not. It's higher at $3.76.
Fox's Peter Ducey citing AAA numbers. Elon Musk is now in charge of Twitter, posting the bird has been freed.
Elon Musk has reportedly completed his takeover of Twitter and fired executives, including the CEO and CFO, and also Twitter's top legal and policy executive, Vijaya Gad, a key employee involved in removing former President Trump from the Twitter platform.
This Fox's Matt Finn. A fire at a house in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, near Tulsa, has left 8 people dead.
Kind of horrifying to think about. That's a lot of people.
He's a neighbor. Police are investigating it as a possible murder case. A scare on Miami Beach. Residents of a condo tower evacuated last night told the structure's unsafe on the same street where there was a collapse last year, killing nearly 100 people. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. For Democrats, abortion rights are a big issue they hope can help them keep control of Congress after the Supreme Court's ruling allowing states to ban or restrict abortions. In Arizona, a state with a tight Senate race, a ban's been put on hold.
Arizona Planned Parenthood clinics in Tucson have restarted services after the state's attorney general agreed not to enforce a near total ban on the procedure until at least 2023. The back and forth legal battle is ongoing, with an appeals court blocking enforcement of a pre-statehood law banning abortions in Arizona. Republican Attorney General Mark Brnovich had asked a court to allow it to be enforced this summer. He wanted to place a separate lawsuit on hold until the Planned Parenthood case was decided and has now agreed to not enforce the old law until at least 45 days after a final ruling in the original suit. Planned Parenthood says it will resume services statewide in Arizona. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Days after a school shooting in South St. Louis, Missouri, there's a lot of focus on the gun used.
St. Louis police say there's no existing law that would have prevented the private sale of the gun 19-year-old Orlando Harris used to kill two people at a high school Monday. Police say he bought the AR-15-style rifle from a private seller after an FBI background check stopped him from buying a weapon from a licensed dealer. But they declined to say why Harris failed the background check. Police shot and killed Harris during his assault on the high school. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly the day after the Dow rose a fifth straight day, but the Nasdaq dropped a second day in a row. On Thursday night football, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 27-22, the third straight loss for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
And I don't think anyone feels good. You know, we're lost 4 or 5, so not where we want to be, but, you know, we haven't earned it. And
it's the first time Tom Brady's team has lost three straight in 20 years, back when he was quarterbacking the Patriots. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.